20th, 2017, and granted waivers from the 20-foot landscape buffer requirements and street design standards. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals, and the final site plan is in compliance with zoning and subdivision code requirements. The property is located on the west side of Clendaniel Pond Road, the north side of Fleetown Road, and is approximately 218 feet northwest of the intersection of said roads. The tax ID is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 120, and the zoning is agricultural residential.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to 2016-20, Donna Smith and Teresa Smith, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for approval for as a final subdivision plan for 2016-20, Donna Smith and Teresa Smith. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Lands of Triscuit.
This is a minor subdivision for the off of a 50-foot easement for the creation of a new 41,981-square-foot lot off of a 50-foot wide easement over an existing driveway off Warwick Road, Sussex County Road 310A. The residual parcel contains 8.036 acres, more or less. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 26, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of minor subdivision Lands of Triscuit with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion for approval of the Lands of Triscuit for minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is Lands of Robert C. and Susan K. Elliott.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a new 1.42 acre lot, more or less, off of a 50-foot wide easement over an existing driveway off Pepper Box Road or Sussex County Route 66. The residual parcel contains 51.54 acres, more or less. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 532, District 532, Map 22, Parcel 15, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the lands of Robert C. and Susan K. Elliott, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for approval of lands of Robert C. and Susan K. Elliott for minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is lands of Robert T. and Sherry J. Stevens.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of an additional 1.7244 acre lot, more or less, off of a 50-foot wide easement over an existing driveway off Omar Road, Sussex County Route 54. The residual parcel contains 1.5089 acres, more or less. Any future subdivision would require major subdivision. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 14, Parcel 11.01, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minor subdivision for the lands of Robert T. and Sherry J. Stevens with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for the lands of Robert T. and Sherry J. Stevens with a stipulation that any future subdivision will require a major subdivision with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is lands of the estate of Chris Zook.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a new 1.009 acre lot, more or less, off of a 50-foot wide easement over an existing driveway off Owens Road, Sussex County Route 611. The residual parcel contains 1.765 acres, more or less. An additional 1.029 acre lot with access from Owens Road will also be created. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval for conditional use 1931 on May 31st, 2012, and preliminary site plan approval on August 23rd, 2012, for a custom woodworking and cabinet making shop. The final approval by staff for that site plan was given on September 6, 2012. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential with a conditional use. The tax parcel is District 430, MAP 9, Parcel 8. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
We don't need to do anything special with this because of the conditional use, do we?
Nope.
All right, then, Mr. Chairman, I move that for approval in lands of estate of Chris Zook for the creation of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval. With final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and second for the approval of a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for the lands of the estate of Chris Zook with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is lands of William H. and Jill E. Landon.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of an additional 0.752 acre lot, more or less, off of a 50-foot wide easement over an existing private road, Landon Road, off of Old Mill Road, Sussex County Route 265A. The residual parcel contains 4.269 acres, more or less. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 1, Parcel 32, and staff is in receipt of agency approvals.
So this could be a final, Ms. Walls?
Correct.
Is it still this one?
Yeah, but you just don't need to say the receipt of. It's just you're asking for final approval, right?
You can approve it as a final.
Mr. Chairman, case of lands of William H. and Jill E. Landon, I move for approval of a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement. What else do I need to say?
As a final?
As a final.
Site plan as a final.
Approval.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion for approval of a minor subdivision off 50-foot easement for the lands of William H. and Joe E. Landon with a site plan as a final. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We'll go back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2085, Land and Marketing Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, for conditional use 2085, Land and Marketing Corporation, I move for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion for deferral on conditional use number 2085, Land and Marketing Corporation, for further consideration by the commission. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2086, Kristen Bryan.
Mr. Chairman, do we have any discussion on this? I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2086 for Kristen Bryan for a residence with a beauty shop using two chairs based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site has been used for a home-based beauty shop with one chair. Two, with the condition of approval, the use of the property for a residence with a two-chair beauty shop will not adversely affect the neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Three, the use has a public or semi-public character that is desirable to the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. And four, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning.
Next page.
Wait, we've got more. Wait, there's more. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall be no more than three employees. Two, the applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by DLDOT. Three, there shall be no more than two chairs in the beauty shop. Four, one unlit sign shall be permitted. It shall be shall not be greater than 32 square feet per side. And five, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2086. Kristen Bryan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item was conditional use John F. and Brenda L. Feglin.
Mr. Chairman, conditional use 2087 for John F. and Brenda L. Feglin. I move for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion for deferral for conditional use number 2087, John F. and Brenda L. Feglin, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is change of zone number 1824, Tomark LLC.
Is there any, anybody have any comments on that before I make a motion to defer? Nothing.
I don't know. I'd like to think about it. I'm very concerned about where that particular parcel is in a commercial zoning. I just think it's going to cause a lot of problems in a very heavy traffic area.
And just for commission standpoint, Ms. Cornwall and I are both looking at both our ordinance, and I looked at also the state code that was provided to us because there was a question about the stamping and the seal. Our ordinance, our code has nothing that requires that in the event of a change of zone application. It's preliminary and final site plan that has to be sealed. What was provided to us was Title 24, which dealt with professional engineers and their requirements, and that also said final drawings. So
the concept plan that was provided was adequate.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that would change my mind otherwise.
Mr. Chairman, make the motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion to defer action for further consideration by the commission on change of zone number 1824, Tomark LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The final public hearing was on an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, Section 159.5B1.
I make a motion to accept the ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5, with the changes as presented.
We have a motion. Well, we need a second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. We have a motion and a second to accept the recommended edits for the proposed ordinance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That's all our items on the agenda this evening. Does anyone else have anything to bring before the commission? Hearing none, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening. We stand adjourned. God bless Sussex County.
We're back here in the morning.